7:03 p.m. The committee members that are present are myself, Aaron Caro, the chairman, the vice chair, Supervisor Gashke. We also have Supervisor Kubicki, Supervisor Franco, and Supervisor
Bashaw.
Bashaw, right. I remembered Brian, but thanks there for the help. So we have Supervisor Berg is excused, and also Supervisor O'Day are excused as well. So we had a working session starting at 11 o'clock yesterday morning, May 10th. We had a couple of the supervisors there that went through and discussed the items that are on the agenda tonight. And we learned more about it. Do I need to go into more specifics about that, Andy, mm-hmm. or is that good? Just mention that we talked about the items on the agenda. Okay. Next, the legal posting in the newspaper. Can you provide me?
I can. So on the screen, you can see we do have the proof of publication. It was posted as a Class 2 notice in the Kenosha News on April 28th and May 3rd.
Okay. Thank you very much. We ask that any petitioners that are going to be talking about the different various agenda items that they come forward, they state their name and address for the record. They tell the committee why they are here. They ask the committee if they, I would ask the committee if we have any questions on it. And then we ask the public if there's anyone for or against the petition a couple of times, so you'll hear me ask that twice. And then we talk about the town to see what their position is on it. And then we'll go ahead and vote, ask for a motion and a second on it, and then see if there's any other committee, if they have any other questions. And then we go ahead and do our voting, and then we don't have any youth in government present, so then it'll just be the committee members tonight doing that. So I guess, Andy, do you go ahead and lead the way now?
I will. Yes, thank you. So actually now for tonight, item 6, the Kasparics, items 6, 7, and 8, we do have and received an email from them, which we knew was coming because they needed to reapply because they decided to make some changes to their application. But we do have an email from them shown on the screen to withdraw their request. So we would entertain a motion and a second to withdraw items 6, 7, and 8.
So moved.
Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion on that? I don't need to talk. Okay. So, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Unanimous that those are removed from the agenda.
All right. Great. Having taken care of that, we can move to item number 9 and then 10, both of the same party. Michael W. Nielsen and Aaron N. Nielsen, 1144 Bowles Road, Antioch, Illinois, 60002, owner. Michael Nielsen, 1144 Bowles Road, Antioch, Illinois, 60002, agent, requesting a rezoning from the R1 Rural Residential District to R2 Suburban Single Family Residential District on tax parcel number 954-119-042-0320, located in the town of Wheatland. With that, I'll bring up a map, and then the petitioner, if you'd like to come up to the table here and be prepared for stating your application. But here on the map, you can see the property is highlighted in green. Highway 50 is to the north here, and Highway O is to the east. And this is old 50 here. This is Geneva Road. And with that, I'll show the certified Surrey map so it makes sense to you when the presentation is made in regards to that there is a submittal for a certified Surrey map to be able to subdivide the property into 3 parcels. So with that being said, we have the petitioner here. Again, if you can state your name and address, and then while you're here, and then with this device that's here, you'll just press the right button, and then it'll pick up as a microphone.
Okay. All right. Thank you for having me. My name is Mike Nielsen. My address is 1144 Bowles Road in Antioch, Illinois, 60002. Here tonight to, I guess first step is to see if we can get rezoning from R1 to R2, which I believe has been working with Mark Melgar. So that is part of the comprehensive plan currently. And assuming we can get the rezoning, we are then looking to hopefully subdivide the property with a certified survey map for the tax parcel. So that's why we are here. I don't know if we need additional details of what we've done or anything like that currently.
You can explain maybe the reason and purpose for the land division?
Yep. So I'm a local realtor in Illinois and Wisconsin, and we do buy properties to fix up and flip them, build new houses. This one, I met the family that was selling, and me and my wife decided to purchase it. Part of the purchase, we are fixing up the existing house that was there, which I don't know if everybody's familiar with that area, but Wheatland definitely knows that house, and I've been grateful we're fixing it up. And the goal is to fix up the house, sell that with about approximately a 2.6 acre parcel, and then hopefully we'll have 2 1 acre parcels that can be buildable. Currently, I doubt we will build on them. I will, it all depends on the market. We'll probably put them up for sale to a builder. If they don't sell, then I'll probably hold on to them and build at some point when construction costs are a lot less than they are now, hopefully. So, we did part of the process. We had to get soil borings to determine what type of septic fields, if the soils were good, and what type of septic field we would be able to put in. It was determined from Kirkman Brothers that we are able to do a conventional septic system, which allows a 1 acre parcel, I think it's 40,000 square feet or more. We're looking for 1 acres on the two vacant properties. And we also had to update the current septic system on the house, which Kirkman Brothers just finished that. So a brand new septic system put in last week on the house to be able to do this. I believe we're meeting all the requirements on the frontage. I think that'd be 150, well, I think it was 150 feet of frontage, so we meet both of those on the new lots. And it would be about it so far.
Okay, thank you.
Do I turn this off?
You can.
Yeah. So now I guess the, do we have any questions as a committee here? Any of the supervisors?
Well, yeah.
Yes.
I don't know, Andy, if you're going to address this, the town of Wheatland's okay with all this.
Correct, and I we do have information that it went through the town.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions from the committee? Okay. Just as a reminder, this is a public forum or public hearing, I'm going to go ahead and ask the public if there's anyone for the petition. ask again, anybody for the petition? Seeing nobody in the audience, I'll go ahead and ask anyone against the petition. Anyone against the petition? Seeing, again, nobody in the audience. One of the questions Supervisor Kubicki already asked was regarding the town's position on this, and can you provide us the information on that?
Yes, and so the town board, as you can see on the screen here, did meet on this on May 9th. A motion was made to approve, and it did pass.
Okay.
Unanimously, I gather.
I don't believe we have it, but it did pass.
Oh, okay. But their board is three people, so I think two of the three had to prove it at
yes.
least. So. So, okay. I guess I'll either I can make the motion or I'll ask for a motion. I'll ask for a motion from the committee.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
Motion by Supervisor Kubicki, second by Supervisor Franco. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. You get unanimous approval on the on item number 9 on the agenda, which was for the rezoning.
We've got more.
We do. We have item number 10 now. So I'll read that into the record, and I mean, you already presented, but I'll read that into the record. This is Michael W. Nielsen and Aaron N. Nielsen, 1144 Bulls Road, Antioch, Illinois, 60002. Owner Michael Nielsen, 1144 Bulls Road, Antioch, Illinois, 60002. Agent requesting a certified survey map on tax parcel number 954-119042-0320, located in the town of Wheatland. And as we've already heard from the petitioner on the reasoning on this, and we've seen the map on the screen, which we're showing again, staff would recommend, now that the rezoning has taken place, that this certified survey map be approved, subject to a series of conditions, which we have right here. There's a number of items that the certified survey map needs to have corrected on or additional information put on the certified survey map. Once these items are taken into account and we can verify it, then it would be appropriate for the chair of the committee to sign and then to record. So again, we would recommend approval subject to these conditions.
Okay, I think we've already heard from the petitioner. So any other questions from the committee? Again, this is on the CSM. I'll ask again for the public. Is anybody here for the petition? Anyone here for the petition? Anyone here against the petition? Anybody against the petition? Seeing none for or against, we also understand, is it the same town board approval that they cover both in their?
It is, yeah. And they did, and I can show you that here at the, in regards to the certified survey map. Same date, same results.
Okay. All right. I'll ask for a motion from the committee on this.
Motion to approve, subject to conditions.
I'll second that.
Okay, motion by Supervisor Gashke, second by Supervisor Kubicki. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. All right, motion's approved.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks for coming on.
And just as a point of order then, like Mr. Bueller stated, once the CSM has the conditions appropriate, then it'll be then it can be signed and move forward.
Okay. I assume I get that from Mark Elgar.
Correct. Mark has that, and he'll send it out to you and or the obviously the surveyor,
right.
And then he'll work on getting everything ready for it to be then signed.
Will there be another meeting hearing like this?
There is not another meeting. The rezoning does go before the county board next week, and you do not need to attend that.
Okay.
We do have the recommendation from this committee to them, and once that takes place, then and all the certified survey map conditions are met, then we can have it signed and then ready for recording.
Excellent.
All right, thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
All right, next item on our agenda is the approval of the minutes from the April meeting. I reviewed them, they seem to be in order. For me, Supervisor Gashke, I know you were here, so
yeah,
you could confirm or deny it.
I did not see any discrepancies. Looks good.
Okay, I'll ask for a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve the April minutes.
All right. Second.
Second.
All right. Motion by Supervisor Gashke, second by Supervisor Bashaw. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, the minutes are approved. Any other citizen comments? Any citizen comments? Seeing none. Any other business allowed by law? I believe you provide an update to us then.
Yes, and so we do know that there is some time left for applications. We're not anticipating any, but the items that will be on the June 15th meeting, not the June 8th meeting, will be the three items that were withdrawn today but have been resubmitted for action in June.
Okay, thank you very much. I ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We got a motion by Supervisor Kubicki, second by Supervisor Gashke. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, we're adjourned.